You're listening to Morning and Evening, presented by Spurgeon Audio.
Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Psalm 72:19. This is a large petition. To intercede for a whole city needs a stretch of faith. And there are times when a prayer for one man is enough to stagger us. But how far-reaching was the psalmist's dying intercession? How comprehensive, how sublime. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. It doth not exempt a single country, however crushed by the foot of superstition. It doth not exclude a single nation, however barbarous, for the cannibal as well as for the civilized, for all climes and races. This prayer is uttered the whole circle of the earth it encompasses, and omits no son of Adam. We must be up and doing for our master, or we cannot honestly offer such a prayer. The petition is not asked with a sincere heart unless we endeavor, as God shall help us, to extend the kingdom of our master. Are there not some who neglect both to plead and to labor? Reader, is it your prayer? Turn your eyes to Calvary. Behold the Lord of life nailed to a cross with the thorn crown about his brow, with bleeding head and hands and feet. What can you look upon this miracle of miracles, the death of the Son of God, without feeling within your bosom a marvelous adoration that language never can express? And when you feel the blood applied to your conscience and know that he has blotted out your sins, you are not a man unless you start from your knees and cry, let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Can you bow before the crucified in loving homage and not wish to see your monarch master of the world? Out on you if you can pretend to love your prince and desire not to see him the universal ruler. Your piety is worthless unless it leads you to wish that the same mercy which has been extended to you may bless the whole world. Lord, it is harvest time. Put in thy sickle and reap.
You've been listening to Morning and Evening, presented by the Spurgeon Audio Podcast. For more information about this podcast, you can visit spurgeonaudio.org. You can also email us at spurgeonaudio@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and many others by visiting theologymix.com.